our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And especially grace to you, Scott, who's cared for your mother so dearly these last several years. It was almost 5 years ago when I first arrived in Ronan, and Sylvia was in the hospital. Now, I can't really remember what for. I suppose it doesn't matter, because she did not stay long. Even with more decades behind her than I imagine I will ever live, the IVs, the blood tests, the doctors and nurses, nothing could hold her down or keep her back. She was going to live life and live it the way she wanted. Sylvia had a will about her that could not be tamed. Even though she needed help getting around by the time I came along, somehow she still would not be moved. She was not really mean-spirited or anything like that. It was just her way. When life came at her, she seemed to let it glance off to the side somehow, making light of it. And making light of this, that, and the other thing. Having something witty to say about everything. It seemed like she would never let life get too serious, that it would bring her down, because she was determined that she would not be brought low. I think a lot of people noticed. I think they saw this in her, right? This is who she was. And this was evident because whenever I would go to visit her, to talk to her, to pray with her, and bring her communion, it always seemed like I had to work my way between several, this kind of like constant flow of visitors who would drop by to chat with their sharp-witted friend. She made this world lighter with her levity, and I believe everyone appreciated her for it. At least I know I did. In many ways, I saw Sylvia kind of like Lois and Eunice in our scripture reading from 2 Timothy. Lois was Timothy's grandmother, and Eunice was his mother. The Apostle Paul started out his letter to Timothy by reassuring him that his faith must be strong and secure, because his mother's and grandmother's was. Their faith was so strong that Paul went out of his way to talk about it in this letter that has been preserved for nearly 2,000 years. He wrote, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you." Paul was not certain that Timothy's faith was strong because he had seen Timothy enact glorious miracles or preach amazing sermons or attend to the sick and needy in miraculous ways or anything like that. Instead, Paul was reassured that Timothy's faith must have been strong because the faith of his mother and grandmother was so sincere that Paul had absolutely no reason to doubt that it must be alive and well in Timothy too. They were matriarchs, not just to Timothy, but to all of us Christians who follow their example centuries later. Just as the promises of God were enlivened by the example of Lois and Eunice, they also lived in Sylvia. She was a woman who made it to church her whole life, even when it became inconvenient. She would make her way up to the frontier. Actually, I think it was the second pew or the third pew? Second pew, all right. She'd make her way Sunday after Sunday with her big old walking stick in tow and plop right down there. And she served as a Lois and a Eunice to all in this church, a woman whose enduring faith was an example for everyone. She trusted that she was claimed as a child of God when she was baptized in the waters in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And she came here weekly because the Word of God gave meaning to her life, purpose to it, and direction as well. And she gathered around the table with us. Well, I'm sure that at one time she gathered around the table with us until she started ordering a certain pastor to bring it down to her instead. But she did that because she knew that that her soul found freedom and life in the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One last image that I'm stuck with from Sylvia happened a couple of years ago. One day, while I was working here in my church office, Julie drove up with Sylvia, and they came in to give me something. Well, her gift was photo albums that are actually downstairs from a trip she took, I believe it was to Rome and Israel, right? And she took several years ago. She thought that the memories of her journey to the Holy Land belong in a church, especially one that worships the guy who lived and died there, right? Now, in her typical Sylvia fashion, she kind of ordered me to take them. It wasn't really an option. She said, "Here, I have something for you." Now, I will be honest, though I do think the Holy Land is a pretty important place, especially for the life of the church, I'm not exactly in the business of depriving people of their mementos from their travels. Now, I think she sensed my hesitation because then she said, "Well, if you don't want them, give them away. I don't need them. I already went there." Even in that moment, she brought levity to a conversation, even one with her pastor. I've been remembering that moment this past week. I haven't been dwelling on it because I still have those photo albums, although I do. Sylvia, I didn't give them away. I remember her gift to me, her moments of yesterday's journeys, because I think it was a sign that even in her 90s, Sylvia did not dwell in the places that she had been and the things that she had already done. Even at the end of her life, she was already looking forward to her next journey. By the grace of God, the roads we journey in life do not end with death, but carry us ever onward through eternity. And I trust this day and this past week that Sylvia knew that deep in her soul, and that gave her peace. And for that, I'm grateful. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.